This next exercise is all about becoming sensitive to presuppositions in language. Now, the simplest way to do this is to just get a daily newspaper. One of the broadsheets is probably the best. And begin to just analyze the language that the writers are using and ask yourself, what are they presupposing? What are the things they're assuming that are true, which may or may not necessarily be true, but the whole tone either implies it or is actually assumptive of it. I want you to be able to start tracking all the kinds of presuppositions, things like time, things like awareness, what things you know or aware of or actually assume to be true, and also things like adjectives and adverbs, things that will add color to the language. So as an example, a headline might say, President so-and-so is up for re-election. Or it might say, unfortunately, President so-and-so is no longer up for re-election. Notice how that simple word, unfortunately, has already colored and implied a whole different context for the whole interaction. Now, whilst the media is meant to be unbiased and objective, you'll notice that people's prejudices will slip in almost unconsciously in the things that they're writing. So start analyzing the language in newspapers in particular, maybe news broadcasts or, in fact, any kind of medium, and notice the kind of presuppositions that are there. Hollywood films are a pretty good example of this, by the way, because they presuppose all kinds of things about what's good and right and just in the world. Now, it doesn't really matter what those presuppositions are, as long as you start becoming more and more aware of when people are using them. Because the next stage, which will be the next exercise, will be to start using them yourself.